What's up, everybody? It's your boy JT Thompson coming with you with another episode of Gym Talk. Check this out, man. I know it's been a minute since I kicked it with y'all and talked about anything related to the gym. As you know, we all been in a pandemic, and I have not even been able to get in the gym myself, but lately there's been a few gyms open, you know, and I've been spotting them. I've been making some calls, so I've been hitting a few gyms just this week. It's hard right now, man. You know, I put on some pandemic weight and trying to get this back off me so I can get back to my, you know, athletic physique, you know, and get back on the stage and do what I need to do for the different things that I'm trying to do for my platform. But I just want to get with y'all today, man. You know, kick it with y'all and everything. See what's going on. Just my two cents. You don't have to wear a mask if you don't want to. But unless you want that shit, that aka coronavirus, I suggest you wear a mask. That's just my opinion. I believe in wearing that mask right now. It may be uncomfortable. It may be, you know, some people saying this is, you know, I have the right to not wear a mask, and you have the right to die. You have the right to just go to sleep, and then we can talk about it all later. You know what I'm saying? But everybody need to put that mask on, man. You know, it's serious out here. People going to the hospital and unbelievable rates, you know. Shout out to my brother Charles Thompson. You know, people don't know how it feels until it hit home. And when my brother called me and was like, yeah, he had coronavirus, and what made it so bad, he was in the hospital for like 3 weeks on a ventilator. He almost didn't even make it. So, it, you know, people talk real slick. They talk that smooth talk until it, you know, it really hit home. And I'm telling y'all, man, you know, you got to wise up. You know, we're going through a lot right now. We in today's society right now where we practically in a race war. You know, I can't believe in 2020, you know, my son is growing up seeing, you know, black and white people act a complete donkey. And it ain't even black people. It's we know what it is out here. I'm sorry to all my listeners, Caucasian or Mexican listeners or whatever. Y'all see what's going on. You know, we have a few bad rotten apples in the police force who happen to be white, who are making their own race of people look real bad right now. You know, they're killing innocent people. They're killing people with that's unarmed, you know, not violating the law or anything. And here's my thing. Even if a person is violating the law, you know, speeding ticket, not using a turn signal, reaching for their cell phone when they thinking it's a gun or supposedly thinking it's a gun. These are things right now that's just, I'm trying to be professional. I'm trying not to cuss and everything, but it's upsetting. You know what I'm saying? It's oh my God. I mean, sometimes when you think about it, you know, it make you sick. Sometimes I have to turn the news because we have a person that's running our country and he's unfit. He's a racist. And it's like, how dumb can you be on issues that my son at 6 years old can figure out? You know, man, only thing I can ask people, man, y'all really gotta look at things from a different perspective right now. You gotta look at life through a different telescope right now. It ain't what it used to be. We in a changed era where now you can't even truly be social with people because we in social distancing. I should say, you know, you can't even hug your parents really. You can't even hug your spouse. Sometimes, you know, there's so many people breaking up and getting divorces right now through this pandemic. You know, that's disturbing. You know, We got people, on the flip side, we got people who coming together through the pandemic. But we right now living in a time where we have to slow down and really look at things through a different telescope. If that makes sense, you know. But, man, I never thought that we would be in a situation like this. Not in 2020. You know, maybe 70 years ago when my mom and pops came up and they used to tell me the little stories, you know, when they was young and they, you know, you couldn't go into certain bathrooms or, you know, you couldn't go into certain department stores. You know, I kind of get it because, you know, you're young, you're thinking like, wow, that's how it was back in your day. And right now it's like a, it went full circle. As soon as this jackass got in office, it went full circle. Like it went right back to 1955. You know, man, but I'm just asking for everybody to keep your head up, stay strong out here, stay safe. Don't put yourself in a position to have to go to the hospital and catch anything. You know, be careful out here, y'all, man. You know, a little humor with this. You getting caught cheating, huh? This is just a little humor. You get caught cheating now, man. Oh, can you believe it? First thing your girl gonna say, I ain't got corona, so where you get it from? Done is a done deal, B. Trust me. It's a done deal. Look, a woman looking for you to do anything right now. That'll be another topic, though. I have to say that. I have to save all that humor for another topic, you know, when everybody kicking it and, you know, chiming in and everything. But I just wanted to get with y'all, man. You know, tell y'all to be light, be easy. You know, stay home as much as you can. Quarantine. Don't be around nobody who seem unsafe. I hate to say it, but yeah, you might have to judge that book a little bit. If a person don't look too clean, I don't know if I want to shake that, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know if I want to give you a fist bump, B. I don't care if it's your sister or your brother or your cousin. Straight up. P.A., for real. Cleanliness is next to godliness. Straight up. Right, and especially right now. So, it's bad out here, man. I'm trying to make light of it, but, you know, it's still a depressing thing. So, I just wanted to kick it with y'all for a minute, you know, get with y'all, touch bases, let y'all know I ain't went nowhere. It's just been, it's been rough lately. So, you know, we all going through a little something, but we'll make it through this, you know. It's your boy JT Thompson. I'm out. I'll see y'all next time.